I have said that they were distressed. At least I presume so. Monsieur Moncharmin, in any case, admits that he was impressed. To quote his own words in his memoirs, "This moonshine about the opera ghost, in which, since we first took over the duties of Messieurs Poligny and Debienne, we had been so nicely steeped," Moncharmin's style is not always irreproachable, "had no doubt ended by blinding my imaginative and also my visual faculties. It may be that the exceptional surroundings in which we found ourselves, in the midst of an incredible silence, impressed us to an unusual extent. It may be that we were the sport of a kind of hallucination brought about by the semi-darkness of the theater and the partial gloom that filled Box 5. At any rate, I saw, and Richard also saw, a shape in the box. Richard said nothing, nor I either. But we spontaneously seized each other's hand. We stood like that for some minutes without moving, with our eyes fixed on the same point. But the figure had disappeared. Then we went out and, in the lobby, communicated our impressions to each other and talked about the shape. The misfortune was that my shape was not in the least like Richard's. I had seen a thing like a death's head resting on the ledge of the box, whereas Richard saw the shape of an old woman who looked like Mame Giry. We soon discovered that we had really been the victims of an illusion, whereupon, without further delay and laughing like madmen, we ran to Box 5 on the grand tier, went inside, and found no shape of any kind." Box 5 is just like all the other grand-tier boxes. There is nothing to distinguish it from any of the others. Monsieur Moncharmin and Monsieur Richard, ostensibly highly amused and laughing at each other, moved the furniture of the box, lifted the cloths and the chairs, and particularly examined the armchair in which the man's voice used to sit. But they saw that it was a respectable armchair with no magic about it. Altogether, the box was the most ordinary box in the world, with its red hangings, its chairs, its carpet, and its ledge covered in red velvet. After feeling the carpet in the most serious manner possible, and discovering nothing more here or anywhere else, they went down to the corresponding box on the pit tier below. In Box 5 on the pit tier, which is just inside the first exit from the stalls on the left, they found nothing worth mentioning either. "Those people are all making fools of us," Firmin Richard ended by exclaiming. "It will be Faust on Saturday. Let us both see the performance from Box 5 on the grand tier."